Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy spring, everyone. I am super excited because spring has sprung through the snow for us here in Connecticut, and I am supercharged. So happy spring to each and every one of you, wherever you're joining us from for this episode. I have an amazing segment line up for you tonight, so I want you to just text, tweet, and call all your friends to let them know that all roads lead to redesigning your life. Yes, that's what we will be discussing for this episode. So again, I want you to just reach out to all your friends and let them know we are expecting them to join us. And now we will go straight into our theme song.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, I am supercharged about this episode for tonight because I have a colleague that's joining me. And as you all know, that I'm such an advocate for social media because although I do not personally know this lady, you know, we spent time on the telephone and it is as if we have known each other for a long time. I found out that we have so much in common. I want to thank the people who are on the phone lines. I ask you to just be patient with me. And for those of you who are probably trying to get on the chat, it is down right now. However, I am going to be trying my utmost best to get it up and running during the conversation. So please bear with me. And as always, I encourage you to be part of our dialogue by calling 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Well, hanging out with me in the virtual green room and waiting to come live to you is Dr. Karen Copeland, the queen of redesign. Redesign your life for purpose and passion. Karen E. Copeland, OD, the queen of redesign. Redesign your life for purpose and passion. In 1981, Karen Copeland earned a BS degree in biology from California State University, Long Beach. In 1991, she received her BA degree in optics from University of California at Berkeley. She continued her studies at the University of California at Berkeley and received her doctorate in optometry degree in 1993. Shortly after completing her education, Dr. Copeland realized that she was more suited in the field of health and nutrition and decided to pursue a career in the field of health and nutrition. Well, I want to tell you, the rest is right there. You can go and read the rest. And I tell you, the phone line is, the switchboard is lighting up, and I'm very excited about it. And I'm going to get to the four callers on the phone in a minute, and I'm still trying to get the chat room open. But in the meantime, I want to welcome Dr. Karen Copeland to the show. Dr. Copeland, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Daphne. You know what? It's so good to hear your voice again. Thank you so much for that welcome, and I am doing fabulous.
Thank you, thank you. It's an honor. You know, you have such a warm spirit because although we have not personally met, we know each other from LinkedIn and on Facebook and everything like that. But after just one telephone conversation, I got such a warm feeling from you, and I know that you're a lady who is genuine in the work that you're doing. And I'm just looking forward to growing this relationship and to learn from you. I want to just recognize, before I hand you the mic, I want to recognize telephone number. Your first, your last four digits are 5099. I thank you for calling in. Last four digits, 9281. Thank you for calling in. Last four, 1459. Thank you as well. And 2095, the last four digits. And momentarily, I will be opening your lines to hear something from you. But I just want to ask Dr. Copeland to take the microphone now. I want to go straight into the conversation for tonight. You held a prestigious career, yet you followed your heart because you know that was not what you were meant to do. And although you spent numerous years studying, you still followed your heart. What gave you that courage to do that?
Now, that is a good question, and I'm not quite sure at this point even in my life that I can tell you what, except that I can remember from the point of understanding that I had dreams and aspirations, and I would classify that at about the age of 12. And about the age of 12, I knew that I was put here to do service in the health-related industry. And I never deviated from that drive to become some sort of professional health professional. I wasn't originally my interest was dentistry. I knew I wanted to be a dentist. And from 12 to 20, that was my goal and my vision and my path. So I deviated from that path, Dr. Daphne, and I hope we have young listeners listening in on this, because being able to understand your own purpose early in life is really what sets you free. And I know you understand that as well as a person who's gone through, you know, extensive education and redesigning of your own life. You know, and getting older, as you also know, getting older provides you with such wisdom. But having that understanding of self early in life and then being able to couple that with the wisdom that you acquire later in life, oh, my God, that's when you get your wings and you soar.
Exactly.
So I didn't have the wisdom, of course, as most of us don't at younger ages,
Right.
But
right.
I had the determination and the stubbornness to stick to what I knew my path and purpose was. Didn't know what color it came in, but I knew what it was. So I went through several modalities of study in the health field before I found out or figured out exactly where I belong.
It's, you know, it's amazing. It's simple, our obedience, because a lot of people, they are not obedient to that which they know to be their truth. They tend to follow the direction that everyone else is pointing them instead of following their authentic place, their authentic core, their heart, and to follow through on that. Dr. Copeland, I want to honor the people who are calling in. I want to go to the first person who call in, and just so we don't leave them hanging, and then I'm going to come right back to you, okay?
Definitely. I'd love to hear what the callers have to contribute. Thank you.
Come on. Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 5099. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, caller.
Hello, my name is Bobby Copeland, and I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Bobby. I hear a similarity in the name. Are you related?
Yes, I am. The wonderful young lady that you are interviewing is my daughter, Dr. Karen Cooper.
Oh, wonderful, 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 wonderful. So before we move on, is there anything I was going to ask what you have to say about my guest? But what would you like to say? And I'm going to come back to you in a bit as well.
Well, I would just like to say that I am so very proud of my daughter, Dr. Karen Copeland. She is a young woman who has pursued her passion.
Beautiful.
She said from about the age of 12 or 13 years old, and she has known what she wanted to do, and she went out into the world and learned to do exactly what her passion and purpose were.
Well, thank you so much, and I will come back later on in the conversation to see whether you want to add something else, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Daphne.
You are very welcome, Ms. Copeland. All right. That's wonderful. And then I'm going to go to caller. Your last four digits are 9281. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Aloha. My name is Geraldine Camarillo. I'm actually calling from I'm actually calling from Seattle SeaTac Airport on my way back to Honolulu, and I'm so blessed and so happy to be able to listen in on this call before I board this plane.
Oh, thank you. What an honor. What an honor. And just because we don't know when you're going to be boarding, is there something specifically you would like to say about Dr. Copeland and her work?
Oh, my goodness. I could go on and on about this wonderful woman. However, this is so interesting. I've known Karen for just a very, very short time. However, I am blessed that the universe has brought us together as sisters and as women, because she is truly leading the way and living in her purpose. And I love seeing powerful women demonstrating this and bringing her sisters along. So we're all linked arm in arm, and she's now introduced me to this amazing call, and I'm just so proud of her for doing the work that she's doing, and also with you, Kara, Doctor. So I really appreciate this time, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from Dr. Karen and from yourself and getting to know all of you better.
Thank you. I look forward to hearing you, too. And hey, who knows? We might be down there in Hawaii real soon.
We welcome all of you. Thank you. Much aloha to all of you. And you rock this call, Dr. Karen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, what a blessing it is. And then I am going to go to caller. Your last four digits are 1459. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good afternoon. And this is Regina Schultz calling from Santa Cruz, California.
Hello, hello, Miss Cruz. Did you say Cruz?
I'm calling from Santa Cruz, California. My last name is
Santa Cruz, California. Welcome to the call. And is there something specifically you would like to say about Dr. Copeland's work?
Yes, I have known Dr. Karen for almost 10 years now. And
beautiful.
I am so proud to call her one of my absolute best friends in all the world.
That's my
supreme honor, because I think once your callers get to hear what she has to say, this is a woman that you want to follow. This is a woman that you want to listen to and tie your boat to her. If you see her pointing left, go left. She knows what she's thinking about. This is a wise, powerful person, a prototype for the wise, powerful women in the world. So, yes, I would just say listen up.
Wonderful.
She's
and of course, I'm
going
to come back later on. I didn't want to leave you guys just hanging, so I'm going to come back later on as we continue.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And then I am going to go to caller on. Your last four digits are 2095. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, hello. My name is Damon Amen, calling from Los Angeles, California.
Hello, Mr. Damien. How are you, sir?
I am well. How about yourself?
I am blessed and highly favored. I seem to
Excellent.
Be in good company this evening, and I'm supercharged.
I see. You are in good company. I've had the privilege to be in Dr. Copeland's company, and all I can say was for... It's been years now since we met, and there is no one higher on my list of admiration than she is. I admire her
Beautiful.
Because she is definitely the sun, and it's easy to distinct her and her leadership just like it would be from the sun from the moon. You can understand what she's providing her life and those who's reflecting her life by her leadership. And I admire her so much. When I grow up, I want to be just like her.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much for your kind words, and I'll come back to you later on. Okay, Dr. Copeland, sit tight. I have two more callers, and then I'm going to come right back to you. Now, caller, your last three digits are 1606. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, my name is Martine Ellis. I'm from Harvard City, California.
Hello, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to come on the call. Is there something you want to say about Dr. Copeland's work?
Yes, I've been known 40 years. She's one of my best friends, and she's just awesome and just so inspirational, and her passion for people and the health and wellness of people is just outstanding.
Beautiful.
I'm really happy and proud to be on the call today.
Beautiful. Thank you for taking the time, and I'll come back to you guys later on.
Thank you.
And now I am moving to caller. Your last four digits are 2668. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Yes. Joycelyn Munson-Gordon, and I'm calling from Carson, California.
Hello, hello. How are you? California in the house big time tonight. That's a good thing. What do
yes,
you have
I'm
to
fine.
Say about this amazing woman that I have on this evening?
She is truly that. She's just amazing. Even though she has no kids, she has helped me raise my kids. As
Beautiful.
Far as her passion for help and just in the community, she is just fantastic. I always say Karen is just a jack of all trades.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you all so much, and I'm going to go back to this amazing woman so the rest of the world can hear and learn and know about this amazing lady that you are all talking about. All right, back to you, Dr. Copeland. It's just a wonderful thing when others can come out and applaud who we are. Because a lot of times what you read about people, it's not as powerful as what others can verbally say about them. And I, too, honor you, Dr. Copeland, from hearing from all these amazing people. I know I was wrong when I opened my heart and let you in. So I'm glad my heart led me right.
Well, Dr. Daphne, you can imagine. I mean, it's going to be a little hard for me to continue on communicating without being all choked. I am so humbled by hearing all the people that I love the most in the world step up and share with me verbally what they think of me. Of course, you expect your mommy to say exactly what your mommy says, but that doesn't take away the powerfulness and the passion of what another human being has to say about you simply because they brought you into this world. So I definitely want to say thank you for all those who have called in, and especially for the kind words that they've shared about me today. So I am most humbled.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, Dr. Copeland, let's talk about redesigning one's life. And break that down for the listeners who are listening live and those who are listening on archive. What are the steps that one need to take in order to start designing their life?
Well, you know, Dr. Daphne, I'm going to lead into this by explaining why I consider myself the queen of redesign and what redesigning my life has meant for me. And as you heard, one of the guest callers described me as a jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. And I profess to actually be just that. Mm-hmm. Now, as you talked about my intro and during the intro about my bio, that I have several degrees in different categories. I'm mostly in the health and sciences. However, I've spent years and years of just trying to figure out what am I supposed to be doing. The only thing that I was sure of was that I knew I was supposed to be here to help. Mm-hmm. But before you can help anyone, Dr. Daphne, you have to know how to help yourself. You got to help yourself. And a lot of us are fearful, and we think it's wrong to put self first. They think we interpret that as being selfish. It is
not. That's right.
You literally cannot help anyone until you are selfish in the most powerful and positive way.
You have to be selfless, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Selfless, selfish, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But put yourself first. So
that's
the first thing that I believe to redesign your life is to become completely sure of who you are and what your life intention is. And
that
takes time. It takes time, and it takes a lot of trial, and guess what, Dr. Daphne? A lot of error.
That's right. So long as we learn the lessons, we can always move on.
And what lessons are blessings? You know, sometimes we learn lessons and we fail and we feel like failures. But I think nothing is more positive about life than failing, because to fail means to try again and ultimately succeed.
I just want to interject here because I tell people, most times I say to people, you're all in school. And a lot of time they look puzzled. I say, once you walk through your door each day, you are in school because you are in the school of life. Because if we look around us each and every day, there are so many lessons to be learned. But a lot of times we put blinders on, and that's why we keep butting our toes and falling down, because we are not learning the lessons of life.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. So redesigning your life, step number one is to learn those lessons, and don't repeat them over and over and over again. And so that's what I have learned throughout my course of living, is that when I made a choice to put myself through optometry school, which was a six-year endeavor, hundreds of thousands of dollars invested. Once I got there, I realized I was in the wrong place doing the wrong thing. But Dr. Daphne, in my youth, I was also quite stubborn. And I pride myself on not being a quitter. I don't quit.
That's right.
So even though I had the wisdom to realize that I was doing the wrong thing at the wrong time and for the wrong reasons, I decided to finish it out.
That's right.
Now, ultimately, and I did that, and I'm very proud of that. And the other thing I know you know as well as anyone, Dr. Daphne, that your journey never steers you wrong. Your
that's right, because there
journey.
Are lessons you learn there that's helping you now. That's right. Never steer you wrong.
Absolutely. So many people would ask me once I finished that, you know, that difficult course, got my degree, and the 2 short years, that this is not where I want to be or what I choose to be doing, and I stopped doing it. Most people interpreted that as a foolish endeavor. What you walked away from your life, you spent all those years, you spent all that money, and you're not practicing anymore? Oh my God, what a waste. And I knew in my heart it was not a waste. Nothing in life is by mistake. Is that correct?
That's
Do you agree?
Of course,
yeah.
No mistakes. Always, every experience is an opportunity to learn a lesson to move to the next plateau.
Absolutely.
It's only a waste when you refuse to follow suit to that which the universe is attracting you to do.
Absolutely. So there was redesign lesson number one for Dr. Karen Copeland. And I really prided myself on having the courage to stand tall and do what it was I was directed by my higher self or my higher guiding forces to do, which is to walk away from a practice and a modality of health that I found very dissatisfying.
So
that was, you know, that is probably when I first awakened to my own purpose and power. To make the choices, my choices, not the choices that were made for me. Because, will admit, as most young people will have the stories, parents, a loved one, a mentor will always think that they know more for you and what's best for you than you know for yourself. And sometimes that is true, and most times it is not.
Yeah, because
but they
you know
love
what?
You.
Because they love us so much and they don't want to see us hurt. So what they are doing is out of love. It's not that they want us to do the wrong thing, but they don't want to see us hurt, you know. And even when they don't understand, we still have to follow and do what our heart is telling us to do. Because in the long run, when you succeed and excel, things like what happened today and this telephone call, that's how the world light up and everybody's talking. I always know you are going to be good. Even the ones who didn't believe it back then, you know?
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to take a moment here and just embarrass one of my loved ones on the phone and tell a little story about how important it is to know thyself first. My mother, who loves me more than anyone on this planet, I do remember this as a very young person, right on the beginning of my journey. And at some point, I always knew that I would be a doctor, and she always knew this as well. But at some point, I also knew in my heart that I wanted to be a dancer. I've always wanted to be a dancer. I made the decision, maybe my second year of undergrad in college, to change my major from dentistry and biology, and with all the excitement of a child's heart, I went running to my mother to let her know what my decision, this new decision was. And I told her, Mom, Mother, oh my God, I'm switching my major from biology to, and do you know what she looked at, what she said to me, to a child with such high hopes and bright shining eyes? She told me, over my dead body.
Oh, my heavens.
No.
Is your mom from the West Indies?
No, she is. Well, no, not. No,
that's
no,
what,
no, she is
that's
not.
That's the terminology West Indian parents would say, not over my dead body. I'm glad she's still alive now.
So am I. So I did the next best thing, Dr. Daphne. I minored in dance,
yes.
And I kept my major in sciences. And I do appreciate that, because that was a wise decision on her part to just let me know what she felt. But that is what I'm talking about, is knowing your own purpose and passion. And my purpose and passion at one point was to be a doctor, and that was what I started off. And I got detoured a little bit with the excitement of becoming a dancer. But
with
guidance of more mature wisdom, I was allowed to play dance and be serious about my true passion. So thank you, Mom. I didn't thank you back then, but I do thank you now.
Yes, I'm going to open her line to hear. I've got to give her a moment to defend herself. I got to. Mrs. Copeland, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, Dr. Daphne.
You hear her making up stories about you and telling the world stuff about you?
Now, in defense of myself and my words to her, I must say that I have known Karen and what her true passion was from the beginning. When she came to me with this dance idea, I knew that it was something that was a flash in the pan. At least that's what I felt in my heart, that it was not her real purpose in life, and that it's just something that she had decided on, kind of on the spur of the moment, that she wanted to pursue. And I always encouraged her to pursue whatever she wanted to pursue. But I knew and I felt in my heart that dance was not her purpose for being on this earth. I said to her what I said, hoping that she would take it, you know, with the love that I gave it, and go ahead and pursue her purpose in life.
Her dream. But, you know, Mrs. Copeland, I am so excited that you are around to defend yourself today. Oh, my heavens. You know, we're going to be back with you. Oh, my heavens. I'm telling you. So you gave the listeners, Dr. Copeland, you gave the listeners one step to redesign. Do you have any more steps for them before we continue in the conversation?
Absolutely. So that was actually my steps to redesigning my professional career.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's also another side to all of us, and that is a redesign of our health and our body.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a journey all on its own, Dr. Daphne.
Mm-hmm.
As I've traveled through my different phases of life, I also knew that being healthy was the utmost importance, because without our health and without our strength, no matter what our goals and dreams are, you cannot achieve them.
Exactly.
Because without good health, you don't have a clear vision. You don't have the clear mindset to take action. You literally do not have the ability to even hear good advice when it's provided or bestowed upon you.
Mm-hmm.
So a healthy body was, again, another challenge for me.
Yes,
I've gone
yes.
through periods of health. You know, one period I'm healthy, and then I'm up the hill, and then I'm going back down the hill unhealthy, and I'm up the hill. And this is coming from a person who has made it her life goal to understand and learn about what it takes to become a healthy individual. But living in these Americas and living with the standard American diet, Dr. Daphne, I too found the challenge of
how it takes commitment,
You know what, Dr. Daphne? It takes a lot more than that, too. It takes the commitment. It takes the right information.
And the determination to get the right time.
And the absolutely. To make sure that your body is not healthy today, but forever. So there's a redesign of self. That's one of the other triangles, one of the other points of the triangle, your professional life, your purpose in life, your health, starting with your body, your mind health, your body health, your happiness. So, yes, I had to go through a redevelopment and a redesign of that phase of life as well. And I'm really, to be honest with you, still at the beginning, and I feel I have a good foothold on that now, but
mm-hmm.
I'm still at the beginning of understanding what this body requires to be healthy. There's so much misinformation, and we all know this.
Exactly. And you know, Dr. Copeland, if I could interject here, you know, maintaining good body health, it's like
mm-hmm.
raising children. And I say that in the sense that as a parent, you have to know when to modify your parenting style. Because if you have one style all the way through, you're going to get a rude awakening as you go on. And it's the same thing in your health. You have to keep abreast of all the updated information. And it's not going to come knocking your door down. You have to go out and seek for it and make the commitment that this is something that I really want to do.
Well, I agree with you. I do. I agree with you. You have to keep abreast of the current information, the correct current information. And I'm so glad when I heard you say that, because so many of us will latch on to something that we learned or believed, you know, 10 years ago and still
mm-hmm.
profess that to be true today. And as we know,
mm-hmm.
you know, the way the food industry has changed and what's available to us has changed so dramatically compared to what was available to our ancestors or our recent ancestors, you know, just my
yes.
mother's generation and generation before her. What is available to me doesn't even exist what was available to them anymore. So maintaining health does require staying very current
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
what is available to maintain a healthy body in this century, in this
mm-hmm.
time span, as opposed to what was available 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. So, yes,
mm-hmm.
that is absolutely part of a redesign of a life.
All right.
And
if you take,
yes.
I'm sorry, take
no,
a sip
ahead,
of water ahead. There. I just want to let the listeners know that I do apologize. There's still some challenge with the chat room. It's not open. So, please, with your question and comments, please call 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I know people are probably trying to get in the chat room, but unfortunately there are still some problems with that, and I do apologize. Yes, go ahead, Dr. Copeland.
Well, you know, as we get on the subject of health, which is my total passion in life, is by all means finding the healthy path for myself and then showing others, relaying my information on to others, what I have found. And so we could talk about this the entire time, but the one thing that I do want to point out right up front, and this is solely still just talking about me and my redesign, is that one thing that I have learned just recently and had never really understood through all my years of study in the subject of the body and health for the body is that what it requires, Dr. Daphne, to become a completely healthy specimen, human being, is very, very, very simple. And our ancestors knew that it was simple. But somewhere along the way, over the course of several years, that information has been lost on us. And we have complicated it to such a degree that we are all, even those that think that they have their thumb on the pulse of what it takes to be healthy, are lost in the true information of how to maintain and obtain a healthy body. I am now just currently understanding the simplicity of how to get my body to be exactly the way God designed it to be. And the one thing that I say, and I preach on this, and I'm really ready to go on a crusade to really just speak on the importance today, Dr. Daphne, of supplementation. Because I coach
dozens of people on when they come to me. They, Dr. Karen, please help me, help me. I'm overweight. I'm this. I'm that. What can you do? And as you go through the process of helping the clients that I have, it is amazing how many will argue back or dispute the information that you share with them when they came to you looking for that help. I'm amazed by this. And maybe you can help me, you know, you're a life coach, and so you work in this industry as well, so maybe you can enlighten me on what that mindset is. If you don't know and you've gotten yourself in a situation simply because you were uninformed of what you were doing, and you come to someone who you feel is more informed, and when they share their information with you, this is a question to you, Dr. Daphne, because I'm going to hopefully leave this conversation with more enlightened. How does the mind work that you would dispute the expert?
I don't think it's so much the mind as I see it as a form of embarrassment, because people think that they ought to know, and it's very humble people would honor you by saying, thank you so much for bringing this to my attention. You know, people walk around with chips on their shoulders and their egos are right in their foreheads like a red dot. And because of society, they think it's a form of embarrassment to say, I didn't know that, because, as you say, it is simple, and our ancestors, who weren't one half as educated as we are now, they knew all these things, and they did it to the best of their ability. And we now who have everything to our fingertips, we have technology, we have information, we have researches, and the list goes on and on. Yet, in my humble opinion, we know less than our ancestors did. So I think it's embarrassment, really.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But speaking specifically on my redesign of health, I just kind of want to tell a quick story of what I was able to accomplish in just a short recent past. Now, Dr. Karen, who also felt that she understood what it required to be a healthy person, I've spent many years of my life as a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent many years as a vegetarian. I've spent many years as a vegetarian who only ate fish. So I've gone through all these different channels looking for the healthy me, the healthy me. Recently, in the last 3 years, I would say I found just the opposite. I found the unhealthy Dr. Karen. Somewhere I got lost in the jungle of information. I got lost in the jungle of just living. And I found myself slightly overweight, 30 pounds overweight. I don't know if that's slightly. 30 pounds overweight. I was very tired. I lived my life on the sofa. I just knew that I was not the health status that I chose and deserve to be.
Mm-hmm,
now, because I have always been an open-minded person, Dr. Daphne, and open-mindedness has its place. Because I've always been open-minded, a dear friend who saw me in this state offered me a solution, noticing that I was very unhappy with my weight, unhappy with my health status, offered me a solution of a program that she had just recently been introduced to. And because I had no other option, I couldn't think of anything else. I had done the juicing 30 days. I was working with a person. I mean, everything that we all know to try, I was trying. The saddest part of the state that I was in was I was just recently diagnosed pre-diabetic. Never thought in all my years of living I would be a person. I coach, I counsel pre-diabetics. How on earth did I end up in this same situation? I was diagnosed pre-diabetic. I was diagnosed pre-hypertensive. I was diagnosed cholesterol too high. I knew I was 30 pounds overweight. I could see that. And I knew I felt like I was getting older by the minute. And because I have the open-mindedness to keep trying, because that's the redesign kind of person I am, I will always keep trying and keep evolving. I tried a program. And that program literally reversed my health status, reversed my weight status. And here's why I am so excited today. And I have definitely incorporated this program into my health counseling.
Dr. Copeland, before you continue, I think this is the right place. I'm going to open the line for all the people who are holding to see if they have a question. I don't want it to go too far in and ignore their questions. So I know they can all hear me. I am opening each of your telephone lines. And if you have a question, you can just say your name and what your question is, and then I'll close it back. So I have everybody's line open, from your mom down to everyone. Anyone has a question pertaining to what Dr. Karen just said? If so, just say your name and what your question is. Any questions?
Yes. My name is Joycelyn Gordon, and I'm the one that said that Dr. Copeland is a jack of all trades.
Yes.
So what I'd like to know is that you guys have already made a statement and said that we are definitely less informed about this health industry than our ancestors are. So what are you going to do?
More informed. Yeah.
And we're not utilizing. So what should we do? And how should we do that?
All right, go ahead, Dr. Copeland. Dr. Copeland, are you there? Yes, I am here. Okay.
That is a great question. You know, the first thing, Joycelyn, that was Joycelyn. The first thing, Joycelyn, I would say is to do what I just mentioned that I did, is to stay open-minded. And don't feel that you already have the answers to everything that you need, because we will never, ever know everything that we need to know about this body. Unless we are fortunate enough to be that person who has made it their life purpose and passion to learn every intricate detail of what the human body needs to be healthy. So first of all, stay open-minded, because you never know when something will come across your path that may sound completely opposed to what the mainstream flow of information is telling you. Here's an example. The different type of oils that you hear over and over and over through media, or maybe even through medical doctors or other healthcare professionals, they will tell you that these types of oils are healthy for you. Canola oil, safflower oil, olive oil. See, and if you just take a moment and do some real deep research, get below the top surface layer of information, you will find that is absolutely the opposite truth. That those oils are not only not good for you, they are deadly for you. So mainly, I guess my answer to you is to, number one, stay open-minded. Number two, don't ever think that what you already know is all you need to know. And number three, be open and willing and be selfish enough to do your own research. Become your own doctor. Doctors are there to supplement our health. They are not the end-all, be-all of what we need to maintain our health. So, and I hope everyone understands that. I most of my friends are medical doctors and medical professionals, and I don't put down their knowledge. But I do raise up your knowledge of knowing your own body and being able to treat your body with the additional support of a professional. So that is the difference, Joycelyn. I think our ancestors knew that, and they were their own first doctor. They let the food be their doctor, not the prescription medication, not the misinformation, but the food that God put here as our original physician. That's
right. And the herbs, that's why, you know, it's so important, the plants and things that we eat, the whole foods. And get into the habit of reading the labels of what you're buying. Read the labels. Read the labels. Not just what people say is good. You read the labels, and I tell people, whatever you cannot pronounce, you should not swallow.
I agree. Okay. I agree 100%. Joyce, and I hope that answered your question.
All right.
Yes, it did.
Thank you. Great question, Miss Joyce. Any other questions before I close the phone lines back?
Yes. This is Damon Ahmed. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, Mr. Damien, we're hearing you.
Okay. I know one of the issues that I actually have, like, especially with information being out there, not all information is good information.
And mainly
because people are taking in information and moving on information that really don't pertain to them. And still what's good for somebody else may not be good for somebody else. And
exactly.
So what would you say to them as far as, like, when they open up these magazines or when they see the hype that's going around, like this gluten-free thing, and everybody wants to jump on that bandwagon? What would you say to those people who are panicking and just jumping on a bandwagon without doing due research to see if that information pertains to them?
Well, Damon, thank you. Hi, Damon. Thank you. That's a very good question. Wow, what would you say to the person that just take the information that flows past their ears and act on it? That's a hard one. The first thing I would say is the same thing that I would say to Joyce, is to do your own research. Do your own research.
Absolutely.
And again, you cannot just research. You can't just go to WebMD and consider that your only source of research. Gluten has been around since the beginning of food. I mean, gluten and the grains that contain gluten was our primary food source at the beginning of time. So if gluten sensitivity has become such a problem in today's society, then we need to look at what has created this universal sensitivity to a food substance that has been around since the beginning of time. So obviously, since you mentioned gluten, my first thought would be, it may not be anything wrong with gluten. Is there something wrong somewhere else that is causing this reaction to gluten? So yes, you have to do the research. And again, Damon, as you know, you have to be open-minded and not believe all the hype and everything that you see. And everything that you hear. So do the research.
And just to add to that, Damien, true understanding about what is just commercialized and advertisement and what is really fact. And again, how are we going to know that if we don't do the research? So I think we need to read more. I have noticed that adults are not reading as much as they ought to read. And this is why we really don't utilize the wealth of information that is out there for us. So, you know, fine, somebody can come and tell you, oh, gluten-free is good for me. All right? So I need to have some conversation about the person. It's like I'm going to use, and I hope people don't blow up my phone line for doing this, but I'm going to use Christianity as an illustration here. A lot of times Christian will meet people and they'll say to you, are you saved? And depending on what your answer is, and then you probably ask them a question, but what's the advantage of me being saved, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of Christians, that's where the conversation ends, because they don't know the advantage to tell you why you need to be saved, because to them it is just a religious ritual that they get caught up in, and they themselves don't know the reason why they are practicing such things. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with our health and wellness and nutrition. If you're going to follow the Joneses, you are wrong. You got to know why you ought to eat locally grown foods. If you can look back on growing up from your parents, I'm from Jamaica, West Indies. Everything we ate was freshly harvested, okay? Even now when I go back to Jamaica, the ripe banana tastes so different from the bananas here because it's no fertilizer. You know what I'm saying? So what people are labeling organic here is what we grow with in the West Indies, and there's no certification. We just know that what our families grow is good for us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's go back
Absolutely.
To our self-awareness. You know, we got to be aware. And each one need to help one. It's like it says it takes the village to raise the child. It takes the village to maintain our wellness and our nutrition.
Absolutely. Yes.
You
wow,
know, Dr.
very
Daphne,
good.
Thank you
yes,
so
Dr.
much,
Copeland.
David. You know, as Damon was asking a question, I was listening to your response. It also brought something to mind of how I go about and the coaching clients that I work with. And the one thing, now we're talking about individual things in our diet that cause us harm. But the one thing that I've learned as I've gone through nutritional certifications and medical information studies is that it is very interesting that there is a school of thought that talks about primary food source. And our primary food source is not what we put in our mouth. Our primary food source is having a balanced life, having
That's
the
right.
kind of love present in your life that you need to feel fulfilled, having
That's
the
right.
spirituality there that makes you feel a part of something bigger than self, of having the sense of pride in oneself and purpose. When that primary food source triangle is complete and balanced, do you know that when you are working with, let's say you have a very obese person, and once you work with them and you take off the table, what are you eating, how are you eating, when are you eating, and just work with them from dealing with what is imbalanced in their primary food source, and you help them get that
That's
triangle
right.
in balance, do you know that the obesity automatically heals itself?
That's
that
right.
most of
That's
us
right.
that are dealing with an obese body is probably doing it because we don't feel the love from those around us that we desire so desperately, or because
right.
we are not connected in our spirituality the way that we
That's
would
right.
like to be, or because
Absolutely.
We don't love ourselves. So
balance,
things
balance.
Are addressed, when that is addressed, then it doesn't matter whether you eat gluten or not anymore. It doesn't
That's
matter
right.
whether you are, I mean, this is real. So as
exactly.
a coach, this is what we target first. We don't just dig in and start talking
Absolutely.
About those, eat this much
you
protein,
got to
eat this much fat. You got to get that primary food source triangle in
That's
balance.
Right.
And that person's
exactly.
body will start to balance itself then. And then we can step in and start talking about the specifics, the trace elements, the nutrition, the vitamins, the minerals, the protein. Then you provide them with this information, and everything just syncs and works together. So
Beautiful.
That is that's what I've learned through my journey, not just outside of self, but even within myself.
Inside.
That
everything,
absolutely.
Everything starts from the inside. All the
absolutely.
Work in one's life starts from the inside. People have it all backwards. They think it's outside in, but it's inside out.
It is definitely inside out. It is inside
okay.
out. So, yeah.
All right, moving right along. We have 30 minutes remaining. I tell you, time go fast when you're having fun. The phone lines are open, 646-915-8166. And for those of you, although the chat room is not open, I encourage you to mark the show favorite. Sign up. It doesn't cost you anything. This way you will be informed about when I'm having the shows and who I have on, so you can be a regular supporter of the show. And for those of you who has contributed to my breakfast feeding program, I want to thank and honor you. We are up to feeding 45 students 5 days a week. And I want to tell you the kitty is getting empty. So I want for you to visit GoFundMe.com/1, 4, M, 3, and 8. GoFundMe.com/1G4M38. For every $5 that you donate, that can help us to provide 3 hot breakfasts for 3 hungry kids. Help us to stamp out hunger 1 child at a time. Thank you. Okay, we're going back to the open phone lines. Anybody else have any question, comments, remarks?
I have one more question, please.
Who is this, Joyce?
This is Joyce Lund. Dr. Copeland was mentioning something that someone offered her or about getting healthy. So I would like for her to elaborate on that. What was that?
I think that's where we're going next. That's what we're
okay.
going to be talking
okay.
about next. I had stopped her before she went into that. I wanted
oh, okay.
to take the questions. Anybody else have any questions before we move on? Okay, I'm going to close the lines back. Continue on your point, Dr. Copeland.
Oh, yeah, we did get a little bit off track there. But, you know, I'm so glad Joyson brought us back to that.
No, we weren't off. We weren't off track.
Oh,
we are
okay.
right on track.
All righty. Yes, that was a program, Joyce, that was introduced to me. It is a cleansing program. And that, you know, and I posted something on Facebook today about cleansing, you know, as spring forward, we all start worrying about doing our spring cleaning out our garages, cleaning out our cars, cleaning out our homes and closets. And I posted today that, you know, what popped into my head was the one thing that we don't ever hear anyone talk about or stress about is cleaning out our own body. And so
you need to talk to the Jamaicans more.
Oh, I'd love to. I would love to.
That's what we call that washout, which is really a colon lavage.
Oh, okay. Well, then
yeah,
right
you need to
hang
with Jamaicans more. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, now that I have you, Dr. Daphne, you can keep me more informed. But that is exactly what the program was that was introduced to me when I was not at my peak performance level. And it was a total body cleanse. And it cleansed not just the liver or the kidneys or the colon, but the entire body to the cellular level. And so in doing so, and because this program was put together, Joycelyn, in such a way that it eliminated all the negative food substances that are inundated in our food today, even when we try to eat healthy, as Dr. Daphne just said, when she goes home and she eats a banana, for some reason it doesn't taste like a banana here. And here we would consider a banana a healthy food substance. But because of the lack of minerals in our soils and because of the over-inundating of pesticides in the soils, even our healthy foods, you know, with the quotation marks, are no longer healthy. So this program literally was able to provide me with not one inkling of the preservatives, the sugars, the additives, the pesticides, the GMOs. Everything was removed out of my body when I did this 10-day cleanse, and my body sprung back into action. So that was what the program was that was introduced to me that I tried and was able to recapture my health and recapture my body.
I open everybody's line again. So time for questions pertaining to the body cleanse that she just spoke about. Any questions, Joyce? Joycelyn?
Yes, I would like to know the name of that product, if it can so be mentioned.
Okay, she will tell you offline because I can't give anybody perks on here because they don't sponsor the show. So you guys need to contact her, yeah, personally to get it from her.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, any other questions pertaining to the result she got from it, and then you can reach out to her if she so desired to tell you what the product is. We just can't do it on the broadcast. Any other questions?
Well, yeah, can you hear me? I have a question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I don't think Dr. Copeland did either.
Okay, this is Bobby in Las Vegas, and I have a question for Dr. Copeland about, you know, the cleansing that she was talking about. And I want to know, is this a new product? I know we can't mention the name, but is it something that is new? Or has it been around for a while?
Well, you know, yes and no. Yes and no. It has been around for over 20 years.
Wow.
It has been around for over 20 years in the format that it was presented to me. But it is, in the last 4 years, just become released to the mainstream population. I say yes and no also because the formulation of the way this program has been put together is from the origin of how we were feeding ourselves years ago when we were able to acquire all of the nutrients, proteins, fats, carbs that the body needed to function properly. So it's not new in the sense that it's just taking us back to the beginning, but it is new in the sense that it has been it utilizes today's technology to provide it to us so that it's easier, more compact, and very, very effective.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? We have 23 minutes remaining. Any other questions? Because I know Dr. Copeland probably have a lot more to talk about. Any other questions before I close the lines back?
I have a question.
Who is
this? Regina. I have a question.
Regina? Yes, Regina. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question for Dr. Copeland. There's been a concept that kind of going around, it's more of a modern concept, the concept of food as medicine. And I'm wondering what, with your medical background, what you would say to that or what your thoughts are on that concept.
Thanks,
you got
Regina,
it,
for
Dr.
asking.
Copeland?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Awesome. Wonderful question. You know, Regina, you know, based on a person that has been around in the medical field for now past going on 25 years, and also as a person who just recently found herself in facing some pretty serious health challenges, I would say that food is your primary medicine because of simply what I've been able to experience in the last 6 months. When I was diagnosed with the prediabetes and told if my A1C went up one more point that I would have to be medicated, and if my blood pressure continued to show the numbers that it was showing that I would have to be medicated. And because I am a person who is 100% opposed to ever putting pharmaceuticals in my body, I feel so overwhelmingly blessed to have found the intervention of a food source that was able to help my body become strong enough and balanced enough to deal with the degenerations that were occurring without having to resort to those prescription medications. So absolutely, food should be our first line of defense for medicating and repairing our body. So I am 100% on that bandwagon.
Dr. Copeland, hold a second. Someone has the volume up loud in the back, and the show is recorded. So if you just lower the volume, because then the recording is going to be messed up. Okay, I think somebody's probably listening through their computer. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Any other questions for Dr. Copeland pertaining to that? Food as our own source of medicine? Okay, so we have 20 minutes and 44 seconds remaining. Copeland. Is there anything else you want to say pertaining to redesigning your life? Why is that important?
Well, you know, Dr. Daphne, as you and I spoke when we were so lucky to have found each other, and it's been such a great amount of time on the phone just getting to know each other. One of my other specific passions, and this is not to exclude the male population, but I am very, very dedicated to helping women redesign their lives and find their purpose and remove the stresses from their life and learn to love themselves and their bodies where they start, and hopefully love it enough to take it to a better and higher place. So so that is really where the whole redesign and redesigning your life for passion and purpose came from.
Yes.
It's because my main focus is helping and working with women, and it has been for years. That has been my target audience of those that I felt most suitable and most capable of bringing around and helping get to the place where they felt that they were now better and new. So, and why is that important? I truly believe that each and every being that's been placed on this planet, placed here to provide a specific purpose for all other beings that they come in contact with. And until you are doing that, you will not be able to find your true happiness as you exist through this life. So finding that purpose, that passion, no matter how early in life or how late, is my personal belief of why we were all put here. And once you find it, no one will have to tell you that's it, not your coach, not your life coach, your health coach, your psychiatrist, your mama, your doctor. You will know instantaneously that you
that's
are
right.
on the right path doing what you were designed to do. So, yes,
beautiful.
It is of the utmost
beautiful.
Importance to me.
Beautiful. Dr. Copeland, we have 18 minutes and 17 seconds remaining in the episode. I'm going to open the lines again for the folks on there and give them one more opportunity if they have any questions they need to ask. And afterwards, I would like for you to just summarize what you talked about today and tell people at the end of your summary how they can get in touch with you. So the phone lines are now open. We have 17 minutes and 46 seconds remaining in the conversation. And this is your opportunity to ask any remaining questions that you may have. Everyone's phone line is open. Just say your name and your question or comments or remarks.
I have a question for Dr. Copeland. Now,
this is Bobby.
You talked a lot about redesigning your life and the things that you need to do to redesign. And I would just like to know, what is your view on how fear plays what part in keeping us from fully redesigning our life and our health and our overall existence?
Great question. Great question.
Oh, that's an excellent question. Wow, we need more than 17 minutes to address that question. But, you know, Bobby, that is an excellent question. I think fear, personally, and it sounds so cheap when you say it, but there's nothing to fear but fear itself. It's just absolutely as true a statement as any. And, yes, fear does paralyze us from taking action in any direction. And I talk to people quite often, and sometimes I think they interpret what I'm saying as just being flipped. When I tell them that it's just a split-second decision between what you wish to do and what you do. It's a split second. It takes one split second to make a decision to just do. And fear is, yes, it's very paralyzing, but it's something that absolutely is, it doesn't exist. There is nothing that we could fear than not doing what it is that you want to do. To me, that is the biggest fear of my life, is being held back and being not able or willing to take the step that is needed to take me in the direction that I choose to go. So, yes, I do work with quite a few people that have the paralyzing fear things happening in their life, but it's just a decision. It takes one split second to break through it. One split second.
I would like to add there. I would like to add there, Bobby, that I found out that when you are around certain people or certain individuals and you find the intensity of your fear is higher than when you are with others, then you need to start taking inventory of those who you are letting in what I call your inner circle. You find out what they say. Oil seeks its own level, right? So if you are looking for something greater, yet you are fearful to move ahead, I encourage you to examine the people you are hanging with. And more time, you're going to find out that those people are fearful too. So then you start disassociating yourself with those people. One at a time, you know? One at a time, and before you know it, you are going to be able to just put that fear behind you and move ahead, because you have people who are going places and they want to hold your hand and take you as well.
You know, Dr. Daphne, thank you so much for articulating that. And that is the reason, everyone, if you're listening here, of why it does take a village,
yes,
to have a healthy life. Because Dr. Daphne is a life coach. I am a health coach. And together, that answer was answered perfectly. Now, I just sat here bobbing my head up and down with like, amen, yes, yes, yes. That's what I wanted to say. But because of her expertise, she said it in exactly the way I wanted to say it, but didn't. So thank you so much for stepping up and saying that, Dr. Daphne.
You are very welcome, Dr. Copeland. All right, my heavens, where did 90 minutes go? Any other question, Donovan, Joyce Lynn,
yes,
and I don't remember the other people on the phone. I hope you
yes
guys will come back, and I hope you guys will go on my show station and write a comments about this show. And let us feel good about what happened. Any questions? We got 12
I
minutes
sure
and 47
will
seconds. Oh!
Yes, I have a question. This is Damon Amin again. I want to just go a little bit deeper with the whole fear, or let's say emotional thing, because a lot of time what we respond to in our adulthood is actually born in our childhood. Things stick with us. Those things stick with us, and they have a profound effect on how we respond to the challenges in our lives as adults. So what would you guys say, or how can we recognize these things within ourselves in order to start to overcome them? What would you guys say as far as
I'm going to grab that one, as Dr. Copeland just rightfully said, that I'm a life coach, personal development, transformation, and empowerment. Damien, I put it simple. As an adult, we have to peel the onion bulb back. And what do I mean by that? A lot of times when adults come to me, what they come to me with is really not the problem. And I tell them, I acknowledge what you say here. But I say to them, let's start peeling the onion back. And as you peel it, eventually you get to the core of what's happened, and when you assess it and analyze it, oh, my God, this happened when I was 8 years old. I didn't believe this thing was holding me hostage all these years. And this is why, Damien, in your life, I don't literally mean you, but all of us, we need people who will hold us accountable. We cannot hold ourselves accountable. So we need people who will hold us accountable, who will challenge us, and who will help us to peel our onion bulb back. Because, another terminology I use, you can never see the picture when you are in the frame. So you got to step out to really admire the beauty. And it's the same way with our lives. You are in the problem. You can't resolve the issues yourself. Somebody has to help you to flush it out.
Yes. Now I see an issue with that, and this is just my only issue with that is that being that for one thing, what people in our lives are more likely to do that, to hold us accountable, and with everybody being so busy with their own lives and so stressed with their own lives, what's the likelihood that we can actually really depend on anybody to really hold us accountable for our forward direction?
Can I answer that, Dr. Damon?
No. Before you go, Dr.
Right.
Copeland, I'm going to let you do that. I wish I knew how to extend the time on this show, but I don't. Damien,
okay.
Let me ask you a question. How willing are you to invest in the result that you want?
Mm-hmm. I'm 100% willing.
Okay, because the bottom line, my brother, your families are not supposed to hold you accountable. Your
That's
spouse
right.
is not supposed to hold you accountable. Your best friend is not supposed to hold you accountable. Your mentor and your coach is hold you accountable.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You can take the line, Dr. Copeland.
No need. That was exactly what I was going to say. Exactly
and
what
that's
I was going to say.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear, too. Because
well, yes. Yes,
yeah.
And Damon, and you know, and I know we're getting close to finishing out the hour, so here's what I'd like to say, make sure that I get a chance to say before we say goodbye. You know, Dr.
I want you to give out your contact information, and I want to give mine as well.
Absolutely. Let me do that first.
Please.
I'll give everyone a chance to get a pen and paper, or you can listen to the replay of this, because I certainly will. But you can email me. You can email me, Dr. Karen Copeland, at queenofredesign@gmail.com. That's queenofredesign@gmail.com, exactly the way that it sounds. Of course, if you can find me on Facebook, I'm on Facebook as Karen Copeland. There are hundreds of us, I've recently found out. So when you go
She's
on Facebook
to
be...
Top.
am I at the top? Okay. Well,
yeah,
I am
you're
the one
at, the,
at
top
the top
in front of the,
rightfully
in front
so.
Of the keyboard. Yep.
right in front of a keyboard on my computer. So look for that cartoon character like picture. And those are the best ways to reach me. And if you're interested in finding out what health program I utilize for my own personal life and for those that I coach, by all means, Facebook me, email me, and I will most definitely be glad to share you with that information with you, as well as hopefully have the opportunity to hold you accountable as your coach, as I help you progress towards a healthier and slimmer body. And Dr. Daphne, I think the last thing that I wanted to say was I invited quite a few of my tribe, let's say, to this call. And each one that I heard that contributed, and I know there are many, many who remain silent, are as well-versed in what you and I both have spent our life acquiring, the knowledge and the placement and the support of others. So they absolutely understand what we're saying and
Beautiful.
Could easily have been the one on the other side of the microphone instead of me, and the call would have been as exciting, if probably not more exciting. So I do want to say thank you to them, and I want to say thank you to you, Doctor. You said we would run out of time, and you were right. I find that amazing. And by all means, I'd like for you to just close it out, and I'm so, so, so grateful for this invitation
yes.
and opportunity.
Thank you, and I look forward to moving forward. And everyone, I pray that you will download the archive and share it. Please, I invite you to stop at the show site and write a comment right down below the episode in the comment section. And just send others there and share it with other people. And for those of you who would like to do some consultation with me, I ask you to go to bookio.com/DRDAPHNE. And that's how you can get a initial consultation with me and to see whether or not I am the coach for you Again, it's bookeo, B-O-O-K-E-O .com/drdaphne. Dr. Karen Copeland, I want to honor you for the work you are doing. I know this is the first of many, many dialogues that we will be involved in. I'm looking forward for this relationship to grow and to see how we can add value to each other's practice. And for all the amazing people who took the time out of their busy schedule to call in, I love and honor each of you, and I hope this is not the first and last time that I will see you here on the Blog Talk Radio platform. I'm here twice a week. I'm here on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We are that episode, Educate, Inspire, and Empower Entrepreneurs and Small Business People. And on Sundays, we do life-changing conversation like we did today. And I invite you back on Wednesday morning because I'm going to be having a big party. That's when I celebrate with some returning experts 6 years, 6 years that I'm on here on this platform. And we are celebrating that on Wednesday the 25th between 10 and 12 noon. So again, Dr. Copeland, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, my sister. I hope it was fun for you as it is for me, and I hope you'll find some value added in this conversation. And for all of you who are listening live on the phone or whichever medium you choose to listen from, know that the archive is available to you. Go back and download it and listen. I want to remind you, though, that you were called for a destiny. I do not want you to forget that. Do not allow anyone, any circumstances, or any situation to derail you from your destiny. This is Dynamic Daphne, the queen of the empowered soul, saying so long and stay true to your destiny. Bye, everyone.
Oh my goodness.
My music is not coming on. Not sure. Anyway, it's supposed to be playing. I'm not sure what's wrong with it's playing, but I'm not hearing it. Oh, well, next time you all will come back and you'll hear the music. We have 2 minutes to go. If the music is playing, however, I'm not hearing it. I don't know if anybody else is. It's probably recording. So, sorry, everyone, that you're not hearing the closing music. I know you can hear me. So, not sure what's happening.
Hello.
Okay, I'm having some technical issues. We just need to be quiet. We have 43 seconds to go. And then technology.